Eli, what's going on? Spotty Heck on your dial, my brother. I ain't forgot about you. You know I check you on Facebook all the time. Gotta watch you in action live, you know what I mean? But definitely still loving the podcasting, piano, make the world a better place kind of thing. Holla at your boy, Eli. Keep doing your thing. Keep tickling the keys. And I'll keep listening. Spotty Heck on your dial. Later.
Yo, Heck, Spidey Heck, that's cool, man. It's nice to hear from you. And are you like in LA? Where are you? West Coast, East Coast, New York? I don't know, but yeah, I'm in Japan, and we could do something. We should make an episode together. Is what I'm thinking. You're doing prank calls to India. We should team up. But I'm more interested in the music. Yeah, music is gonna make the world a better place. You can pretty much alleviate most problems with solutions, you know, so focusing on the solutions. Nice to hear from you, my friend. I'm gonna start an episode between you and me right now. Bye bye.
But of course, my friend Eli, we could do an episode. Yeah, man, but we gotta do like an actual dialogue, conversation, conversing, and having a chat, man. You know what I'm saying? You can tickle the keys while we talking. I don't know, man. Just hit me up. Let's have a podcasting co-hosting type of thing going on. All right, brother. Peace. In Japan, I'm in Florida, bro. Florida East Coast time. Yeah, yo.
Yes, buddy. This is Eli. We could do that, man. What I suggest is you go back and forth like this for a while and talk about what we're going to talk about, all right? So you have a minute. It's Sunday here, May 6th, 6th of May. So you're in Florida, I'm in Japan. I don't know what's playing in the background. But what's up, man? What do you want to talk about? I'm going to talk about music. I think I could find the Spider-Man theme. Maybe I could tickle that on the ivories. And so I think the important thing is if we're going to do a podcast, we need to get people involved. So I want to go back and forth, and we can do a call-in feature, but it has to be brief. I don't want to go into like 10, 20, 30-minute things. We could do it short segments and name them. So make sure you put a title on your voice message, all right? Thank you much.
No doubt, Spotty Heck on the dial. Chilling and speaking with my homeboy from Japan, the man, you know him as Eli. I know him as the piano man. So I want to ask you, my brother, what got you into playing music? What made you have a sense of love for playing the piano? And how long have you been playing the piano? Pretty sure your listeners know that by now, but some of us don't. So, Mr. Eli, hit us with the knowledge, my brother. I don't know why I'm talking like this. I guess it's because I just woke up. And this is my morning voice. Nah, just kidding. Holla at your boy. You know how it goes. And I can exceed the minute. But I'll just keep it minute-wise. Because I'm special like that. Hey, yo.
Heck, man, you get up early, dude. 5:30 in the morning? I do that sometimes because I gotta walk my dog before the sun comes out. It's bake. Man, the humidity in Japan, I guess it's like Florida, yeah. Gotta get up before sunrise. I started playing piano when I was 17, man. I was in high school. And all of a sudden, I decided that's what I wanted to do, and I did it. And then a year and a half later, I was at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston studying with the pupil who studied with someone who studied with someone who studied with someone who studied with someone who studied with Beethoven. So I've had some really incredible teachers. That was one of them. Yeah, and it's late here. It's not that late. It's 9:30 Sunday night. Going to bed. Nice to hear you, buddy. Making this thing happen little by little. So that's the gist of it. I started when I was 17. I hope that's proof to people that you don't have to know what you want to do until later in your life. And I didn't start learning Japanese until I was 24, so. Okay, bye.
That's a dope story, bro. What I got from it was never give up. And I think it's dope. I think it's a dope idea. As a matter of fact, it is 5. It's actually 4:20. It's 4:20 right now in the United States. But nah, I don't think I called you around that time yesterday. I think I called you around like 5 o'clock, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember when it was that I called you. But I will tell you that I was just returning the message. Like we said, man, we're just doing this podcast thing. So I hope everybody out there in Eli land, this is the Spidey Hat. Come on over. My show is kind of crazy and raunchy at times, but it is funny because that's what I do. So my latest episode is of pranks. So come on by. If you don't know who I am, come on by. Eli gives me the thumbs of approval. And I tell you people, he is the best piano player I know. So keep on listening, Spidey Heck and Eli on your dial.
Hey, Heck. Heck. That's a heck of a name, Heck. This is Eli. Yeah, thanks for your message the other day. Hey, I've got a bunch of... You don't have version 2 anymore, right? You're just on version 3? I got some crazy stuff going on. I want to talk to you about doing... Like, what subjects are taboo? Anything? I think we should be making fun of everything to wake people up. And so I have this word manipulation thing going on. So you take a word and you change the rhythm of the word. So you make up a name. And the guy's name, he called me. You can call someone and they ask you what your name is. And you tell them it's Z-R-U. Z-R-U Cray. Last name Cray. Z-R-U. Say it 5 times fast. ZRU Cray, ZRU Cray, ZRZ. And there's a bunch of them I got on the... But you can't hear my version 2 episodes, can you? I'll have to try to echo them over here somehow. All right. Love you, man. Peace in Florida, right? Cool, bye.
Okay, this is like a message for Heck. Heck? Spidey Heck. This is a Anchor 2 station... Is it a... It's on my station. I don't know if it's an episode or a segment. It's called Word Manipulations to Unobfuscate. And I don't know, it's a couple minutes long, so I'll just put it here. It's going to play now. I'm playing it from the iPhone. The quality might be... No one has heard this yet. I didn't ask for listeners. Damn, no pause button here. Here we go. Hello?
Driving with the window open.
Window.
On my way to the recycle place.
This is how I echo.
So I have a couple of words I'm trying to get out there.
Words I'm trying to get out there.
Anti-spell word manipulations.
Anti-spell?
For example, rise up. Rise up. If you say that to someone, they won't know what it means, but if you say zup, rise.
Zup, rise.
Zup, Zup Rai. Because
you
don't know what Zup Rai is.
Do you have a Zup Rai?
If you say Zup Rai 5 times fast,
Zup Rai, 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 Zup Rai. I can do that 5 times fast.
The next one is wake up. You don't want to say wake up to somebody.
I don't want to wake up. Who wants to wake up?
Nobody wants to be woken up. You know, wake up, wake up. You go cup.
Cup.
Wait.
Wait.
5 times fast.
Cup wait, cup wait, cup wait, cup wait, cup wait.
Cup wait, cup wait, cup wait, cup wait.
Too slow, Eli. I bet Heck could do it faster.
Okay, number 3 related to if there's a will, there's a way.
If there's a will, there's a way. This is an
you
echo.
Have to will something. Will. In order to do it, you will it. You manifest.
Manifest wist. Manifest. So, fest manna. Fest manna. Fest manna.
Will. Will. I forget. Will it.
Will it. It.
Is that correct? Will it.
It will.
Lit. Will. 5 times fast. Lit will.
That's a hard one. Lit will.
Okay, number 4 is...
Number 4.
A little more difficult because it's 3 syllables. So far there have been 2 syllables.
Yeah, 2 syllables are faster.
And it's one thing you typically... People say, but...
People say what?
They really shouldn't.
What do you mean they shouldn't?
And,
What? I'm echoing.
You're crazy. So how do you do that? Z.
Z.
Z-er.
Z-er.
Z-er. Z-er. Z-er. Z-er. Z-er. These are also lyrics to
lyrics.
Songs.
I'm making a song called Z-er Cray.
Zero gray. Zero gray. Zero gray. Zero gray.
I'm writing songs.
Why am I writing songs? Who was Zier Craig? Did Zier Craig call you or something? No.
Suggestions? I'm unloading my recycle stuff here.
All right, that's it. I gotta go.
And I'll just stop here. I have more. If you have any ideas like that, I'd like to hear from you. Again, I'm on version 2 of Anchor. It's the 9th of May, my 20,447th day.
20,447 days.
Bye for now.
Yep. Okay, so
This is Eli again in Japan.
What?
And I found another one.
Wait a minute. No, that's the next episode. I didn't want to do that. I was just doing one. So I'm echoing on version 2. I'm sorry. I'm echoing from version 2 to version 3 by using two devices. Anybody can do this if you have two devices and you still have version 2. There's people on version 2 still. And I have a suggestion. This is really important. The actual most important thing I wanted to say today is, you know how there's problems with Anchor version 3? Like, they took away the pause button and the echoes and the text comments, and like some people think they're coming back, and maybe they are and maybe they're not. We don't know. How about using that find a co-host feature? You can add your own subject. What would be the best wording to use to say, what the fuck is wrong with Anchor? Or how the hell, what's going on, Anchor management? So we can get the attention of them to talk about these in a logical, meaningful, intelligent manner. And any suggestions there? You could just put it in there. Say, Anchor version 3 sucks, for example. They might pay attention. Okay, bye.
Eli, you crazy bastard. No, I don't have 2.0. That's a distant memory. But anyways, yes, Cray. Cray. You are Cray. Whatever, Cray. Holla at your boy, man. We'll fuck with people. That's what we do. That's what I do. Fuck it. Let's do it. Come on. You tell me what you do. Tell me what you do. Tell me what you want to do, and we'll do it. Damn it. My speech is fucked up. Oh, too many drugs. All right. See ya.